Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. Kyle Stankowski is with us, senior basketball player for the Michigan Tech men's basketball team. They're in action this weekend, Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. Kyle, it is nice to have you in our studio for the very first time. Tallest member of the Michigan Tech men's basketball team. 6'9"?
Yeah, around there.
You're taller than that, aren't you?
I might be. I don't know.
What is that? Basketball, that's the big thing, man. I don't know how tall you are.
Yeah, I guess so. I just haven't checked.
Is that with shoes on or no shoes?
I'm pretty sure it's without shoes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So. Are you still growing?
I don't think so.
Have you leveled off yet? So when did you hit that growth spurt? Were you always tall as a young kid? Or
Yeah, I guess to some extent. I was only about a flat 6 foot in my freshman year of high school, and then between then and the end of my sophomore year, I grew about 7 inches. So.
You can also probably see that with the naked eye, probably, I wouldn't guess.
It's just watch him grow, just stand there, watch him.
Yeah, it took me a while to kind of fill out, and I was kind of a clumsy-looking kid for a couple of years. But.
That's just amazing. From Mozanie, and tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters or anything like that.
Well, my dad works in IT for a window company, and my mom, she does support for a tax software developer. And my sister is a freshman at Viterbo University in lacrosse.
How about when did you start playing basketball? Obviously, you were only 6 feet tall, and that's still pretty tall for a high school kid, but especially for a freshman. But when did you start playing ball?
I started playing, formal organized basketball in fifth grade. But they got the little youth leagues before that, and basketball's always kind of run in my family. When I was in fifth grade, my dad's got a pretty big family, and I had five cousins who were on the girls' basketball team at Mozanie, and they had one game where they all started together.
Oh, that's cool.
Our family go to all the games. They made the state tournament a couple of years, so basketball's always just kind of been in our family, and it's been something that's brought us together.
Were your parents athletes?
My dad played basketball in high school.
Yeah, about obviously growing up when, playing hoops, and when did you start realizing that maybe you could, get a college scholarship or play at the next level?
Probably, honestly, not until after my junior season of high school. I kind of, our team, my junior year, we only had about four or five guys returning who would actually, touch the floor for a varsity team. So I was pretty wide open. And I kind of just took advantage of it, had a breakout year, and started playing. And then I just started playing AAU the season after that and started getting some attention and got a lot of recognition, kind of started to click that, might be something I could tackle.
So how was the recruiting? What happened with the recruiting at Michigan Tech? Who contacted you and that kind of stuff?
Well, like I said, at the end of my junior year, I hadn't really been talking to anybody, and my parents kind of convinced me to come up here, and I was like, well, I don't know if I can play Division II basketball. I haven't had anybody recruit me yet to this point. So, we ended up talking to coaches Luke and Bittner and handed him some tape, and then told him I'd be out on the AAU circuit, and Coach Bittner came to pretty much every one of my games that summer and gave me an offer at the start of the school year when I came up for an official visit.
And the rest is history. So you were already coming to Michigan Tech, or had kind of already made that decision to come to Michigan Tech at that point?
No, I mean, I had a lot.
Your parents just wanted to make you come to Michigan Tech.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at a lot of schools pretty far away, and, they want to kind of give me an option closer to home, and I actually got accepted at MIT, and I was looking at going there, but just a little too, a little too far out for me, and I ended up coming here, and it's been a good decision.
What other schools? MIT, that's the big name. What else you got?
It's pretty much between those two. I only had one other Division II scholarship offer, and that was from Truman State in Missouri.
Okay.
But then their coach ended up retiring or resigning or something during the middle of my recruiting process, so then they were kind of off the table.
Well, obviously, academics is important to you. What are you studying?
I'm basically double majoring in electrical engineering and statistics, and I was far enough ahead in my electrical engineering degree that I was able to finish it up at the end of last year. So I ended up walking, doing graduation, all that stuff last year, just in case, I broke my leg and couldn't play or something. At least have that one degree. I did that, and I'm just finishing up my math degree this year, and I have 6 credits left this semester, so I'm just about done with that, too.
Wow, awesome. Then what? What's the future hold for Kyle Stankowski?
Looking for jobs right now. I've had a couple offers, but I'm, kind of...
Picky?
I don't know if I'm picky. I'm just
the plight of the Michigan Tech student. Huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty deliberate. Like to put all my see what's all out there and then make an informed decision. So,
what field though? I mean, electrical engineering, statistics. What's the field that you'll be trying to get into here?
I'm not really sure. I do have a certificate in power engineering, so I've been looking around at some utility companies. That's the best application for that. But I did have a couple jobs, internships in the automotive field. So, I've been poking around there, and then I'm pretty much looking anywhere that offers an electrical engineering job that sounds exciting. So,
Kyle Stankowski is with us, senior basketball player for the men's basketball team over at Michigan Tech, and games this weekend. Obviously, I know we're a little bit of an uphill battle here to try to get into the postseason, but you got three games at home. Talk a little bit about what the team has been talking about going into this very important weekend.
We had a meeting yesterday before practice, and we talked about, Coach always says until someone says we're out of it, we're still in it. And, we are still in it. And we talked about how if we lose Thursday, we're definitely out of it. So we're treating it like a playoff game. And, we know we got to bring a lot of energy and intensity because it could be the end of our season if we come out soft, come out weak. And so we're really, really focusing hard on Thursday and treating it like a playoff game.
It's been your senior season. Hard to believe that you're already at this point, that you got potentially only three games left in your college career.
Yeah, I mean, coming into the season, you kind of expect to play out the regular season, have a postseason. And, it'd just be really nice to end my career on my own terms, on our team's own terms with, a playoff game. It wouldn't be fun going to that last Northern Michigan game knowing that it's going to be our last game.
Yeah. Well, at least, you obviously have no trouble getting up for those guys.
Well, yeah, for
sure. But absolutely, looking forward to what's to come. How about off the court? What do you do off the court besides study?
In the summer, I like to golf, disc golf. I like following baseball a lot.
Nice.
Big Brewers fan. They're going through a little bit of rebuilding. But, over the past season, I've started following, minor leagues, learning some extra rules of how the league works, how the game works, and so that's probably going to be my biggest hobbies.
Were you a baseball player in high school?
I played a couple of years to start of high school, but kind of got a little bit of a rubber arm and didn't have a whole lot of power. So
that's a big strike zone right there.
Pitcher's got a rubber arm.
Yeah, it's not too many not too many walks with you, I would imagine.
Not a ton. No.
What position did you play?
I pitched a little bit, and if I wasn't pitching, I played first base. But
big target, like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
How about hobbies? What do you? Obviously, talk about following baseball, but any other hidden talents for Kyle Stankowski?
Hidden talents? Ooh. Nothing too hidden.
No.
No singing and dancing or anything.
Ooh, no.
You play any instruments or anything like that?
I was in the band in high school. I played the trumpet.
Nice,
cool.
So,
very cool. Well, it's looking forward to the weekend, and you've been a great guy to have around the program, and so we're looking forward to the final couple weeks here to see what can happen. And even though we're kind of down in the standings, you look at the standings, you're like, oh man, they're in trouble. But then you think, all the teams ahead of us all got to play each other, so there's going to be losses there. Mm-hmm. If we win our games, we still got a shot at getting that league tournament.
Yeah, we'll see what happens Thursday. Like I said, if we win, we're still in it. We'll see where we sit from there, and I'm sure we'll be lucky to be in the same position Saturday where if we can win, we're still in it. Mm-hmm. So, obviously for the Lake Superior State game, regardless of standings, it's going to be a huge game for our program. Mm-hmm. I remember last year, we played those guys. A former player sent the whole team about a 5-page text message saying how important the game was and how many would be ready to play and how just how important it is for our program. So regardless of where the standings and wherever's at, we're gonna have no problem getting out, being ready to play for Lake State game and the Northern Michigan game.
Kyle, thanks for coming in early and way before your first class today. I mean, we're talking hours and hours before his first class today. So we do appreciate it. Good luck this week. I think good things are going to happen.
Yeah, thanks.
Kyle Stankowski here from the Michigan Tech men's basketball team. More Drive Time coming up right after the